Sawbones is a show about medical history, and nothing the hosts say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. It's for fun. Can't you just have fun for an hour and not try to diagnose your mystery boil? We think you've earned it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a moment of distraction from that weird growth. You're worth it.
All right. Song is about some books. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to Sawbones, Meryl 2 of Misguided Medicine. I'm your co-host, Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
Well, Sid, the sun is back.
Yeah? Did it? You mean like each day?
Making its presence
back like in the morning?
Yes, except now it's back with a vengeance. The sun is here to exert its will over us, the common folk.
We kind of skipped spring, I feel like. I mean, it is still technically spring, but...
Yeah, like May...
Like, spring didn't happen.
May, like, late May here in West Virginia, 90 degrees today. Mm-hmm. About done sizzled myself on the way into the Huntington Mall. Just trying to take my family to the Gap.
You know, though, it's not the heat that'll get you. It's the humidity.
Yeah, and also the heat is a lot.
Yeah, but people like to say that about humidity a lot. That's
yeah,
a thing people
say. But my
say.
Thing I normally come back to them with is like, yeah, but it's also very hot currently.
That's true.
Is the thing that I say back to them.
You got
to
be careful out in the sun.
So we've talked about that before at length, and this is the time of year that I like to remind people, and we wanted a way into that to give our skincare spiel. Mm-hmm. So Sid hit upon the idea of freckles, which is weird we haven't talked about before.
Well, it is, but it's also one of those topics that isn't really, it's not medicine per se, except that it was.
It was, but now it isn't? Is this what you're telling me?
Well, it's one of those things that we hit on these topics sometimes on Sawbones that you wouldn't think of freckles as like a thing you would talk to your doctor about. Except for a lot of time. For a lot of history, people did. So.
Okay, well, listen, now I'm on the
so
edge.
So it's fair game.
I'm on the edge of my seat. As you can see, my wrinkles there too. Hmm. My freckles are very prominently displayed. It's that time of year.
You know what Jimmy Buffett says about wrinkles?
Tell me.
Wrinkles only go where the smiles have been.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Sydney. I needed that.
I wonder if he's quoting somebody.
Probably. I could Google it if you want, or we could just do
that. That's in a song, though.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you to Annie and Susanna and Aaron and Kalani and Michael and Abigail and Max for recommending this topic of freckles.
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 So what are freckles? Because you asked me that. Sometimes Sydney plays a game. Where it's the game is, and she always does it while she's researching, and the game is, what's the common man know? And she likes to tap her old buddy J-Man for that experiment. It's usually like, hey, do you know what freckles are? And then I stumble through it very incompetently, and then Sydney goes, okay, got it. Thanks.
I just want to make sure before I go too in-depth into explaining something that it's not common knowledge. Sometimes I lose track of what everybody knows and what I learned in med school.
Yeah.
Freckles are the result. Well, you said melanin.
I did say melanin, or I might have said melatonin. Hoops does get those confused from time to time.
Melatonin is a hormone in your brain that tells you it's sleepy time.
Are you going to tell me they don't sound a lot alike?
Melanin is pigment in your skin.
Okay, but like you're not giving me mnemonic devices, no. Sydney.
Well,
I understand that when
you
say it.
This
but
is
like,
a med. I'm supposed to give information. There's information.
Okay, thank you for the data.
So you can have increased concentrations of melanin in certain areas of your skin because of the cells that are in those areas, specifically melanocytes, which produce melanin. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of people, those can be kind of spread evenly all over the body, which means everything kind of gets lighter or darker depending on the time of year, at the same rate.
Mm-hmm.
But in people with freckles, you will see there are clusters of these melanocytes in different places. And so melanin is produced in higher concentrations in those little clusters, and hence you get freckles.
Okay, but why?
It's just genetic differences. There's a gene actually linked to this, the MC1R gene.
Mm-hmm.
And it contributes to the creation of a slightly different kind of pigment and then this clustering of cells, as well as it's also linked to red hair, which is why you so commonly see people with red hair have freckles.
Right.
But not all people with red hair have freckles, because not all people with red hair have this specific gene mutation. So okay. It's important to know. That's a common misconception.
The two are always hand in hand?
Yeah, and they're not. So melanin is produced when you're exposed to sun.
Okay.
So that's an interesting point, because you wouldn't necessarily notice your freckles unless you were exposed to sun. I mean, some people do.
Yes.
But the more sun you get, the more your freckles show. And then when you are not getting as much sun, they fade.
Okay.
Would you say that's fair as a freckled individual?
Yes. As someone who lives with freckles every day. I can say that is accurate.
And melanin is actually kind of like sunglasses for your skin.
Go on.
It helps to kind of protect your skin.
Okay.
From the sun's rays. That's what its purpose is. The pigment, melanin.
Okay. But am I better protected then?
No.
Because I thought that people with freckles are like at a higher risk of skin cancer.
You are. I was going to say that at the end, but you are.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry I ruined it.
But that's okay. I mean,
but that's good. It's good to get that helpful information out now. If they stop listening to the podcast, like midway through, they forget. They go get a sandwich or something. They've got that life-saving information.
No, I mean, if you think about it, if you have melanin more evenly distributed and more of it all over your body, that would be more protective than just little clusters.
Oh, I guess you're right.
It's kind of like if you had
sunglasses with a bunch of holes in them.
There you go.
Okay.
Or like if you put on your sunscreen in little dollops all over your body and didn't spread it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard them referred to as angels' kisses?
No. A lot of angel related stuff. People like to dig up on babies. A lot of like angel, angel bites.
Yeah.
Like when
stork
you
bites.
Stork
too,
bite. Yeah. Well, no, stork bite is on your neck. Angel bite is in your ear.
It's an angel kiss, I thought.
What?
There's no angel bite.
Angel bite is when you have a little divot in your ear. You're so sweet, the angels took a little nibble out of you.
I thought my mom just called it that.
Okay, it might just be your mom. That does sound like a very your mom thing.
Because that's weird if there's something, if we insinuate that sometimes angels bite you.
Yes, because it's because when you're coming through the conveyor belt, you just look so sweet. They just had to take a nibble.
Well, anyway, I'd never heard of freckles called angels' kisses.
Tweet at Sydney if you've heard of angel bites before. Or if it's just your mom.
Well, you can tell me about that. But I had never heard of angels' kisses. But as I researched freckles, I will tell you that this is a widespread term, at least on the internet, among people who write articles about freckles.
Okay.
There's also apparently an Irish proverb that says a face without freckles is like a night without stars.
That's beautiful. I love that.
That was lovely. Yeah. And freckles are just a difference in skin appearance. That's it. I mean, I described why they happen. But throughout history, there have been a lot of diverse opinions about why they happen and whether or not we should do something about them.
Someone has to stop these freckles.
So if we go all the way back to ancient Rome, clear complexions, like smooth, even colored throughout complexions were prized. So it wasn't that freckles were bad. It's just that you didn't want any variation in your skin tone. You wanted
right,
it to
nice,
be one
even
skin tone.
Yeah.
That was the beauty ideal. So Romans would use like lead-based chemical peels with things like vinegar or mercury in them.
Good job, y'all.
To try to even their skin tone. Obviously, this is dangerous.
Yes.
And bad.
Don't do this thing.
We're going to do this a lot, though, in this episode.
Okay.
People do this a lot. Now, if that sounds a little too basic for you, maybe you want to try something a little more exotic. Maybe you want to use some crocodile intestines or crocodile dung if you don't want to mess with the intestines, or Farian fish. And those were supposedly helpful in removing freckles.
Crocodile dung, delightful. See, I was trying to get.
I don't know where you're going.
I was trying
with
to that. Get to Crocodile Dundee, but it just wasn't there. It wasn't there, Sid. It's been a long day. It just wasn't there, eh?
You know who also didn't bring it home with this one is Pliny the Elder. In addition to Justin, Pliny the Elder.
Here's some other historical figures that didn't bring home the bacon.
Pliny the Elder had a lot of recommendations for freckles, but none of them are particularly funny. They're just like there's a root called white byrony, and there's an oil of balanus, fig mixed with fenugreek, four laurel berries mixed in oil, specifically four. I thought that was odd. Just get four of them. Powdered myrtle leaves. The only thing I found interesting about that is that I guess powdered myrtle leaves are also good for hangnails. And I am baffled that there was a point in history where there was any treatment for hangnails other than like cut it off.
Right.
Why were you putting powdered myrtle? What were you hoping for? So anyway, Pliny the Elder had a lot of...
I like that Pliny the Elder has a sort of status that even when he doesn't have the good stuff to bring, he still gets on the show. Like, he's sort of like Martin Short, you know what I mean? He didn't have something to promote, but he's just great to have on the show. He always delivers, and like, we're just happy to have him around. It's okay that he doesn't have any heat to bring.
It's just, it never fails. If I'm trying to find some more stuff for an episode and I Google Pliny the Elder and whatever the topic is, something comes up.
Yeah.
There's always something. During the Middle Ages, we did all kinds of crazy things in general, but specifically for freckles, we didn't want to use the same lead-based cosmetics that we had used in the past, mm-hmm. which is good.
We wised up.
Right?
We got there.
We turn to more natural methods, you know, other ways of trying
right,
to.
Middle Ages. I'm sorry I dunked on you for so long.
So you could try maybe boil some oatmeal and vinegar together.
Ugh.
And smear that on your face.
Oh, that's better than eat it.
Or you could use bull's blood or hare's blood.
It's either from a giganto bull or a tiny hare, but we don't know. Just get some of the blood. I think if I had to choose, sorry, Peter Cottontail, I'd probably go ahead and slice him up rather than a bull.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're talking about what are you more likely to survive, I would say the bunny.
Yeah. And it's like, if we don't know, or can we just all decide bunny?
Well, that's fair.
Maybe we just all
settle. Why do we
even
throw bull in there?
Why do you even throw bull in there? It's like, you'd be so jized to find a substitute for
for
fighting
bull. You'd think that would eliminate the need. Like, why would you include that in a pharmacopoeia?
Ginger matador, like stabbing. Like, what are you doing? This is illegal now. Like, no, it's for my freckles.
It also helps if you cover the hare's blood or bull's blood, if you're so inclined, with a sheep leather Band-Aid.
A what?
A Band-Aid made out of sheep leather.
Sheep leather. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Or this was my favorite. You could get an amethyst and lick it and then rub it on your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not for freckles, just for fun. No, it was supposed to be a cure for freckles.
Supposed to be a cure for freckles. Just like rub an amethyst on it.
Well, you lick it first and then you rub it.
Oh, okay.
You lick it and
I
you
feel
rub
bad
it on
for
face.
Being so judgmental. Right. I didn't know you licked it first.
I have an amethyst around my neck right now. Do you want to try?
Yeah. We never put these to good use.
You're going to rub my...
I'm extending my right arm.
Uh-huh.
And Sydney's going to lick her necklace. You're not doing it. This isn't for the podcast. Lick your necklace.
Okay, I licked my necklace.
You're pretending. Stop. This is for science.
Okay.
Okay, you licked your necklace. Now I'm going to reach over.
Okay. There. Now your hand's wet.
Now how long is this supposed to...
I don't know. They didn't give specifics.
Hey, listen. They're gone. It's working. Sydney, we're going to need a bigger
Please
necklace
don't.
And a bigger tongue and more wives.
Don't spread this misinformation.
Hey, I'm just saying it's working. Amazing. They're disappearing before my eyes.
There's a recipe.
Oh, no. My skin is becoming translucent. It's working too well. Why haven't we been trying these all this time? Sydney, we've been lambasting the past without actually putting this to the test. This is amazing.
Who knew you were just one giant freckle?
I was just a freckle. Oh, no, no, I'm disappearing. Sydney, curse you, middle ages.
We can't record this late at night anymore.
I'm loving it. Whatever.
There's a recipe book made by a Sir Hugh Platt, who put together a lot of different concoctions.
My name is Sir Hugh Platt, and I'll take care of these freckles.
For your skin. Ways to take care of your skin. He called his book Delights for Ladies.
My book, of course, is Delights for Ladies. I'm the worst.
Thank you so much, Sir Platt. I needed a delight. One recommendation is that you take some tansy weed and strawberries and milk.
That's actually what it says on my business card. So I'm so mad that he stole that.
Of course, there were things like you could wash your face with boiled elder leaves at midnight during a full moon.
Ooh, so romantic.
And then he returned to the oatmeal and vinegar face mask if all else failed.
Do you think that they... I was thinking about this a few episodes ago. Do you think that old-timey people made some of these more complicated so that they have stuff to fall back on when it doesn't work? Like, was it exactly midnight? Was it 12:01? Was it 11:09?
Oh, I think for sure.
For sure, right?
Yeah, well, it's sort of like the way you didn't have enough faith in it, kind of, you know, you didn't believe. That's why your wish didn't come true. Yeah. You didn't believe hard enough. A common superstition during the Middle Ages. So a lot of these, I'm kind of referencing these methods to remove freckles because it was the fashion. It was for, you know, beauty reasons, cosmetic reasons for a lot of people. But there was also a superstition that people who had freckles, especially women more so, but all people who had freckles were in somehow communication with the devil.
Mm.
And that these marks were just marks women? Of their allegiance to the devil.
Just women with freckles? Is that what you said?
It was more like, well, it was associated with accusations of witchcraft. So yes.
Sure, yeah.
So yeah. So there was this belief that freckles were a sign that you were consorting with dark magics and that you would die an early death.
Okay.
I guess because of your
witchdom.
Hanging out with the devil thing.
I guess.
Yeah. In the Renaissance, and we've talked about this before on like our
the
beauty
devil is a known
episode.
Carcinogen. Everybody knows that.
Well, I mean, that's probably
the devil, burnt toast, bacon.
Yeah, really any processed meats.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So in the Renaissance, women used, and we've talked about this before, the Venetian ceruse to cover your freckles. It had lead and mercury in it.
Oh,
it was like
right.
a thick white stuff to make your face look really pale. And there's a thought that maybe people even died from this, from using this, from inhaling like lead fumes from the foundation. In the colonial period, Dolly Madison was kind of the fashion icon.
Expert?
No, but everybody wanted to look like her. So everybody wanted to have pale skin and pink cheeks. And so you could use things like one thing that people would use was called the rose complexion mask, which is made from mixing together crushed rose petals, honey, oil of tartar, vinegar, and rye meal.
Mm.
And then you leave it on overnight to harden and wash it off with lemon juice.
That sounds kind of nice, actually.
And then you can look like Dolly Madison.
Doesn't look like it. Sounds too, I'd rather look like Dolly Parton if I have my choice.
Is that a... really?
I mean, between
you,
the two.
You want to look like Dolly Parton?
It's kind of an icon of mine, sure.
Okay.
I mean, just between the two.
I mean, you can. Like, I'm not...
I'm just saying
stopping
the,
you.
Just
I just didn't know you. Okay. Do you even know what Dolly Madison looked like?
She's the cupcake lady. Snack cakes.
The first lady, Dolly Madison.
Dolly Madison did do some snack cakes there, right? Right? Dolly Madison.
Honey, she's the first lady. She was a first. She was married.
Yeah,
to
Dolly
the
Madison.
President.
Yeah, zingers. It's Dolly Madison. She did zingers. That's the main one is zingers right now for her.
Well, maybe she'll come out with some new ones.
Maybe Dolly Madison will come out with some new snack cakes.
And if all else fails, maybe Dolly Parton will.
Maybe. I would eat Dolly Parton brand zingers. Although then the two of them would be in legal hot water. And, we don't need that.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Let's go to the billing department.
Let's go.
The medicines that escalate macabre for the mouth. You know, it's tempting to say, I'm going to start on the big new thing. You know, when the new year comes, I'm going to get it all figured out. Here's what I want to tell you. There's never been a better time to start your dream than right this second. And there's never been a better way to start than with Squarespace. We've been telling you about Squarespace for years, and that's because it's simply the best way to make a website. I mean, there's no other way to put it than that, folks. People have been using Squarespace to make incredible professional-looking websites. And they look professional because the templates they're using, they are made by real web designers. So they're making, like, building blocks that are going to look great. You just bring your stuff, your images, your things you want to sell, any of that, and Squarespace is going to help you make a great platform for it. Head to squarespace.com/sawbones for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code sawbones to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Sid, scrubs aren't like any other kind of clothes. Is that right? Scrubs aren't just like regular clothes. They're action clothes. They're clothes you gotta be able to perform in.
That's true. That's true. I definitely think that function is the primary concern with scrubs, but as someone who spends I don't want to say the majority of my life, but at least half of my life. No, it is the majority of my time in scrubs. I also
don't know about sleeping. You don't sleep in scrubs.
No, but you could if they're comfortable enough, which these are. But you also want them to look nice. Mm-hmm. And that's what's nice about Figs is that they are very functional. I'm not worried about when I'm down on the sidewalk doing my street medicine and my Figs. But also, I look nice. I get compliments on them. People don't always know they're scrubs.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how nice they look.
Well, that's a huge compliment because I know a lot of times scrubs have a reputation for not looking great and also being kind of itchy.
Yeah, these are not itchy. They're super soft. They're comfortable. I don't sleep in them because I do wear them to work and that would not be sanitary. But if I washed them, I could sleep in them. That's how comfy they are.
Sid, what is the number one reason that you have to do laundry every single week for you personally?
My scrubs.
Your scrubs. And wouldn't that be a little bit easier for anybody who's in the scrub game if they stocked up a little bit, had a few backup pairs?
Absolutely. Get yourself some more Figs. They're antimicrobial, so they'll keep you protected. They're durable, so you can wash them over and over again if you need to, like I do. And like I said, you look nice. You're going to look like a TV doc.
Like a TV doctor.
Yeah, like a TV doc.
It's the perfect time to stock up with some fresh outfits for the year, and Figs just dropped a brand new collection of limited edition styles and accessories. If you're in healthcare or shopping for someone who is, you can get 15% off your first order at wearfigs.com with the code FIGSRX. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX. So, Sid, where were we? Were we about to enter the Victorian era, if memory serves?
That's right. So, As we approach the Victorian era, as I've said so far, the main methods people used to rid themselves of freckles, if they so desired, they didn't work. And so makeup was often, what people relied on. Well, Queen Victoria called the use of makeup impolite and vulgar.
Okay, kind of cheating. Cheating for the face.
So
face cheats, I call
so
it.
As a result, a lot of people, and largely, again, these probably were mostly women during the Victorian period, wanted to hide their freckles but couldn't with makeup because now that had been declared vulgar. But they also weren't supposed to have freckles because it was still the fashion to have very even toned skin. And freckles were also at this point associated more with like the working class, because if you were outside more, your freckles were more likely to show. Whereas if you were wealthy and could be inside all day.
Avoid the harsh rays. Yeah.
Exactly. So you had to find some sort of product to remove your freckles without hiding them with makeup. And this is where we see things like Dr. McKenzie's improved harmless arsenic wafers.
I feel like putting harmless in the name of a medication is like, especially if you follow it directly with arsenic, feels a lot like me thinks that I'll protest too much.
There's so much in this I love. They're improved.
Yes, much better than the previous only mildly harmless.
I was
going to
say, were they previously Dr. McKenzie's harmful arsenic wafers?
Hyper deadly.
Now, Dr. McKenzie's improved harmless arsenic wafers that you could just, rub on your skin and they're boom, freckles gone.
There it is.
People also
and the good news is it's harmless, we bet.
people were still using things like mercury and also carbolic acid.
Great. Man, you gotta hate freckles.
Yeah, to try to remove freckles. Obviously, all these things could damage your skin and make you quite ill.
Hey, Justin, what are those little dots all over your skin? Oh, these? They're scars. I did a terrible job with my carbolic acid.
But at least they're not freckles.
Not freckles, though. You gotta admit that.
I thought it was interesting. I found a note as to what was the thought process. People were trying to remove their freckles or cover their freckles. Everybody hated their freckles. Did doctors weigh in at all as to, like, I'm sure people went and said, why do I have these freckles? Is there something I could do, a medicine I could take or like a thing I could eat or stop doing to get rid of them? Mm-hmm. And people did indeed do that. And doctors did indeed have a theory as to why freckles happen. So it's largely based on the theory of the four humors.
Okay.
Which we've talked about before, right?
Blood, bile, yellow bile, and phlegm? No.
Yeah. Well, yes. Blood, phlegm, yellow bile, and black bile.
Black bile. Yeah. Right.
So you had to balance out your four humors in order to maintain health. And if you got too much of a humor, you could get sick in various ways, or too little of a humor. And there were foods you could eat to combat that. And then if all else failed, we would bleed you or make you throw up or give you something that would, like, a laxative or a diuretic. Anyway, so based on the humoral theory of medicine, during the summer months when it is hot, the liver naturally produces more yellow bile.
Okay,
you got to follow this.
Okay.
This was, I don't know why, because it was hot, I suppose. I have no idea why. But anyway, in the summer, the liver makes more yellow bile. Okay. So the skin at the time was believed to be made up of like a collection of molecules, which, I mean, like, this is sort of true.
Technically,
like,
accurate.
And that this contained oxygen and hydrogen and carbon. And it was thought that when it was hot, oxygen would sort of separate itself from these other molecules and absorb and bind substances around it.
There's nothing funnier than me than people, once we got to a point where we did understand, like, the basic building blocks, and then just taking absolute shots of the dark about how they all, like, kind of work together.
So, I mean, this is where things start to get really weird. So in the summer, the liver is making extra bile. It's floating around in your blood.
Okay.
And it was yellow, but there was also a brownish component to it. It was thought related to iron.
Sure. Right. Rust in the body.
And this is getting deposited in the skin because there's so much of it.
Yes.
And binding to this oxygen that's in your skin and is all excited because it's hot.
Okay.
And then you get a freckle.
Okay. It makes so much more sense now, Sydney.
And if it happens to a large extent, you get a tan.
Oh, okay.
Now,
that's dumb. Like, that's dumb. It's easy to track the one-to-one on tans. That's not hard to track.
Well, I mean,
what they think that it was like cooking, it was the heat. Is like radiating. Okay.
It was like all right, the iron being deposited in your skin, basically. But what's interesting about all this theory is that because they blamed all this on the liver, on a problem with your liver, your liver is making too much bile, and that's why this is happening. Freckles began to be known as liver spots.
Oh.
Which is a term that persists to this very day.
More applicable to, like, the elderly, but
sure, talking about slightly different kinds, like the larger freckles, which still are related to sun, like the liver spots, or some people call them sun spots.
Yeah.
That's why we call them that. I've always wondered.
So we call them liver spots based on the humoral system?
Yes, that comes from the humoral system of medicine, which obviously is not true, but that's where that name comes. And I've always wondered that, because I know when a patient asks me, is this a liver spot? I know what they mean, and I'll tell them yes, because what they're asking me is true.
Right.
But I've always wondered, why do we even call them that? It has nothing to do with the liver.
That is so weird.
And it's just sun. It's just sun and melanin. Why are we calling them that? That's why, because of the humoral system. So there you go. That's why liver spots are called. They have nothing to do with your liver. This is also why, however, doctors would prescribe you treatments for your freckles at this point in history. Things like bloodletting.
Oh, man.
Yeah, or they would give you a laxative, or they would give you some sort of emetic, so something that would make you throw up. Just a way to, they were attempting to get the yellow bile out of your system to stop the freckles from forming. So there you go. That was the medical treatment for freckles. There were some other over-the-counter and kind of like pharmaceutical creams that were invented, things like Dr. Hebra's Viola cream.
Which is great for maintaining your viola, for starters.
It's funny because it contained mercury, which people didn't figure out till after they'd used it for a while. And then you could have like at home recipes that you could make for yourself, like this pomade for freckles that has like citrine oil and oil of almonds and the oil from a sperm whale and some oil of roses.
Sure, yeah, I'll just get all those things.
Just
no
get
problem.
Like you can easily obtain at home oil from a sperm whale. I feel like this is like those recipes sometimes I find for slime that Charlie wants to make at home. We're like most of the stuff is stuff I already have, and then they'll throw in there like also some borax.
Borax.
And I'm like, wait, what? I don't have
some micro bead.
Yeah.
Fill. Like, all right.
And I'm like, well, I don't just have. And then Charlie's looking
at me. That stuff, by the way, y'all. The micro beads, don't. They are these tiny, lighter than air things that
are. And if you breathe near them, they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like as soon as you breathe, you don't blow on them, you just breathe.
Static electricity sends these things flying. You will never get them all out of your house. Please. Just like if your kid's like, hey, this says we need micro bead fill, like look them dead in the eye and say they don't make that anymore. It's illegal. And if any of your friends have it, they're criminals.
Justin made it illegal.
I made it illegal. Justin, a podcast, made it illegal. Podcast man Justin said this is a crime now to have this.
So we've talked again a lot about now freckles and the basis of like cosmetic preferences and standards of beauty. And then there was this association with possibly some sort of liver disease. In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, there was another reason why people attempted to hide their freckles, and unfortunately a very racist reason.
Mm.
So freckles on a white person were seen as a sign that they were not completely a white person.
Ugh.
And so a lot of people attempted to hide their freckles to try to maintain some sort of racial purity.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, like look, basically.
Unsurprising. It's still gross. Unsurprising.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, there were a lot of very extreme measures that came out of that to rid yourself of freckles. Thing like, I found this awful picture of somebody who was having a treatment done with dry ice, where they were basically just sitting in a doctor's chair and having dry ice applied all over their face to try to get rid of them. And skin bleaches came out. Just bleach your skin.
Yeah. Ugh.
So
that's still a thing, right? People still.
Yes.
Still done.
Yeah, you can still find skin bleaches available. To use for freckles and then for skin lightening in general.
Yeah.
And certainly I'm talking, this episode is about freckles, and I'm talking about freckles. Obviously, these methods may have been employed by people who were people of color trying to avoid discrimination, not just people with freckles who were discriminated against for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until tans began to become popular that freckles started to follow. And we talked about this on our sunscreen episode, I think, that it was Coco Chanel, who fell asleep on her yacht and came back with a tan. And then all of a sudden tans were popular. And as tans became popular and they began to be associated instead of a like working class kind of view of tans, people began to associate tans with being outside and being like youthful and vigorous and, you know, hiking and boating and what do people do outside.
I find that they're often employed to give a quality of like girl next door, what I mean, like she's just regular folks.
Yes, she has a tan.
She's a tan.
And freckles kind of started
I meant
to
freckles.
Follow suit.
I was talking about freckles specifically. Oh. Like, you know what I mean, like I feel like freckles are like employed to do the like, you grew up next to her your whole life and now you're in high school together. You know what I mean? Like that gross
I think that in the fashion world, that is what freckles began to like represent. Mm-hmm. You know, freckles and a ponytail, and then all of a sudden you were youthful and
yeah.
You know, you're Betty Cooper, right? Like that's what we're going for.
Yeah. Well, Betty Cooper had blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think she had freckles either, right?
She could have.
That's true. Lots of people could have had freckles.
Two-dimensional comic book character. They didn't have a lot of...
I was thinking of Betty Draper. My mistake. Sorry. That's all me. Sorry.
Okay. No. From Archie's Betty Cooper.
Got
it. There are no freckles on her face, but I think it would be very hard to represent that easily.
That's true.
I don't know. Betty Cooper could have had freckles.
Nobody ever at Archie Comics has time to draw all those freckles.
The girl next door.
Skip them on Archie sometimes.
So by the 90s, not only were freckles acceptable, they were sought after, so much so that in 1995, Chanel introduced the first faux freckle pencil. And you will see this. Actually, it's very common on runways. Mm. You'll see a lot of models who have been made up with faux freckles. And not only just like in an attempt to look like natural freckles, but like multicolored freckles, like purple and pink and red. And,
you know, those are fake.
Right. I mean, those obviously are not meant to be real freckles, but they're used again to give the fashion line a hint of like, look at these young, healthy people.
Vibrant.
Fresh-faced youth with their beautiful freckles. And obviously our definition of beauty when it comes to complexion and skin color and everything is much better, much broader than it used to be. Mm-hmm. We are not encouraging everybody. We have veered far from the days when you may, for instance, get tuberculosis so that you would have a very pale, gaunt look.
Right.
Because that was in style for a while. Obviously, we've moved far away from that. And whether you have freckles or not, all of it is beautiful.
There you go, Sid.
Great. So in terms of medicine, though, freckles clearly are not related to liver disease.
Thank you.
So, feel free to call them liver spots if you want, because everybody knows what you're talking about, but they're not.
But then drop that trivia on them.
They're not related to your liver. They have nothing to do with dark magic, as far as I know. I'm not an expert in that.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, but they're not. As you said, Justin, freckled people generally may be at higher risk of skin cancer. So if you are somebody who has a lot of freckles, it might be a good idea to get regular skin checks with your doctor. And what I mean by that is we just kind of strip you down and look at you head to toe.
Look at your whole butt.
Well, yes, your butt, but like all the other parts.
Sure, sure,
too.
Sure, sure, sure.
I mean, that's not the most common place.
But I know where y'all, start, and
no.
I know where y'all like to linger.
No.
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 My mistake.
But it's good to get regular skin checks. And if you see anything that you don't like the look of, go in and have your doctor check it out right away. Freckles are not cancerous, though. I think it's important to make that distinction. Even though it puts you at higher risk of skin cancer, the freckles themselves are not going to become cancer. It's just the association, the genetic association.
Got it.
They are linked to sun, definitely. So if for whatever reason you don't like your freckles,
stay out of the sun.
If that's your preference, yeah, you should stay out of the sun. You should wear your sunscreen anyway.
Everybody should be wearing their sunscreen. Are you kidding me? It's 2018. Yeah. You know better.
You should wear your sunscreen. I mean, because if you, and I found this note again and again, and I hadn't really ever thought about it. You're not born with freckles.
Mm.
Have you ever seen a freckled baby?
No.
No. It's sun exposure.
Really?
You have the melanocytes are there.
But
it's the sun exposure that triggers the melanin production and makes freckles happen. So, you know, you should, and obviously you don't need to wear your sunscreen to avoid your freckles. I think freckles are really lovely. I always wish I had them.
But
I just have them on my shoulders. I have very freckly shoulders, but I've never had any on my face.
But the important thing is wear your sunscreen.
But yes, you should wear your sunscreen. Yes. Whether or not you like the look of your freckles please wear your sunscreen. Stay out of tanning beds. Avoid burns at all costs. Wear sunscreen and embrace your freckles.
And destroy all tanning beds. That's my new thing. I'm actually going to get a shirt.
Destroy all tanning beds?
Destroy all tanning beds. What do you think about that?
You can do that. I'm just going to keep pushing the sunscreen.
No, I love that. We should work at it from both angles.
If you've been wet or sweating a lot, you definitely need to reapply. That stuff wears off.
Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed yourself. Please just wear your sunscreen. If you take nothing else away from this, please just wear the sunscreen. I want to say thank you to people who sent some stuff in the P.O. box. We got a blanket from Sarah. Braxton sent some beautiful troll cards. Grace sent a goop needle point that is out of control funny. Georgia sent a book. Ava sent a book. Cheryl sent a tardigrade purse. Ilem for the OB textbook. Kelsey for matching hats. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, Ilem. I took my best shot. Aisling sent graduation brainstem and necklace. And Kristen sent beer and glasses. So thanks, y'all, for the gifts. We appreciate it. And, of course, all the cards and letters and wedding invites. We read it all and appreciate it all and wish we lived the sort of lives where we could respond to it all. That would delight me to no end. I very much
wish. And come to all your weddings.
Yeah, I would love to come to all the weddings, but here we are. Thanks to the Max Fun Network for having us as a part of their extended podcasting family. You can find all their great shows at MaximumFun.org. And thanks to the taxpayers for letting us use their song Medicines as the intro and outro of our program. I believe, Sydney, that is gone. Oh, got a book. Making a book. Coming out in October. bit.ly/sawbonesbook. Words by us. Illustrations by Taylor Smurl, Sydney's sister, and a very talented artist.
To check it out, you can see the cover now. Oh, it's so cool looking.
Yeah, it's really cool. If you go to bit.ly/sawbonesbook. Oh, they do have the cover in there. Go look at the cover. You're going to adore it. But pre-order it now, and it'll be out soon. And thank you for doing that. We really appreciate it. But that is going to do it for us for this week. So until next week, my name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And as always, don't drill a hole in your head.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
The Dead Pilot Society podcast brings you hilarious comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Aubrey Plaza, Andy Richter, Paul F. Tompkins, John Hodgman, Adam Scott, Molly Shannon, Busy Phillips, Tom Lennon, Anna Camp, Laurie Metcalf, Felicia Day, Michael Ian Black, Adam Savage, Paul Scheer, Ben Schwartz, Skylar Astin, Mae Whitman, Josh Molina, Ben Feldman, Nicole Byer, Jason Ritter, Sarah Chalk, Steve Agee, Jane Levy, Allison Tolman, Danielle Nicolette, Casey Wilson, Anna Ortiz, Lorraine Newman, June Diane Raphael, Kieran Shipka, Ed Week, Zach Knight, and Carrie Kenny Silver, John Ross Bowie, Jamie Denbo, Janet Varney, Alexander Torres, Summer, Ellen Morales, Matt Worley, and many more. Listen at MaximumFun.org, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts.